أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters, every Muslim family almost have children in their homes, and some are grown up, so they are themselves are expecting children or having children, and those children are having vacation now. For the children who are busy for the whole year, all of a sudden to get a vacation, it needs a planning to know what Islamic guidance will be to spend this vacation. Not only for the children in summer, but as on a regular basis too. People like us, or people who have weekends, who have time in their lives, they have to know how to spend that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran, and a hadith emphasizes the fact that we have been created with a purpose and goal in the life. Don't think that it is a purposeless life, aimless, just to spend and once in a while pray and go. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer how did we spend our life and our days of youth and our wealth and our knowledge, and mention that we have a purpose behind it, and that is ibadah, worship, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The reason, the purpose behind it is nothing except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to devote yourself, to dedicate your skills, your time, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim, a believer who understands this fact, in his or her life, there is no time to waste. The one who understands the fact that this is mazraatul akhirah, based on the efforts of this dunya, you will have the reward in Jannah or in life after death. Then you understand that this life is not to play, to joy, to waste time, to roam around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He emphasized the fact that you have, this is only for worship. That means a mu'min understands that there is no break in the life from the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe vacation from regular schools, but not the vacation from worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No time off from devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will go on till a person dies. And when it will be said to him or her, nam kanawmatil aruz, now you sleep worry free. No trouble. No one is going to wake you up till the day of judgment. Relax. Have comfort. Now sleep. This is the real vacation. But for a life, it needs a little rest. You know, as we are sitting here, lowering down our heads and very quiet and simple, look like we are the most pious and righteous people in the world. Never talk, never say anything wrong. You know, as soon as we go out, maybe we can be like that, and for sure. And if we are like that, that our state changes between masjid and home, between masjid, in between our brothers and market and business and other places, and you know, places where you can be like this. That happened even in the life of Sahaba, the companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right, they could not maintain the same level of iman, al-iman yazeedu wa yanqus, the iman faith and level of yaqeen or faith goes up and down, it has its ups and downs. And the way Muslim behaves, it has different attitudes at different places. Little changes may happen. If we hear the story of Hanzala radiallahu anhu, we will find out that fact, that once Hanzala radiallahu anhu looked all of a sudden worried, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked him, "Oh Hanzala, what make you worried? What, why you look in trouble?" He said, Hanzala became hypocrite. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked him, what do you mean? You became hypocrite? What do you mean by hypocrisy? How is that? So he mentions that Hanzala, when he sits in front of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hears from him about paradise and Jahannam, his situation is different. It's as it was in front of him, everything paradise and hellfire is in front of him. But as I go to my family and I talk to them and get busy with them, I am not in the same state, my state changes. And I forget most of the things what I was imagining and hearing to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not want to take any chance. He said, this is the same situation of me too. I am not same as I am in the masjid in front of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I go home, I am a different person. So they both went to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mentioned their doubts. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, how is that? How can you become hypocrite? He mentioned that this is what happened to us. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is right, that will happen. You know, if you would remain the same person as you were, in the same state as you were in front of me when you are hearing from me about Jannah and Jahannam, if you would become same, then what will happen in this dunya? There will be no trial for you in other means. That the angels would have shook hands with you while you are on your bed or while you are walking on your ways. But for Hanzala, hour and hour. For everything is appropriate time. Right? For every kind of attitude. So it shows that all the time we are not same. And we have to change ourselves a little bit to adjust ourselves. This is the way how we have been created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that for everything you have huquq, rights, like if you have for your wife right on you have for your other people rights on you, wal nafsika alayka haqqun, for yourself there are some rights to treat, to entertain. You can't say that no, I will not, because this dunya is only for the purpose of worship. Entertain in Islamic manner until that entertainment itself will become Islam. Entertain yourself with the intention that will strengthen you, refresh your mind and make it fresh to have more knowledge, to do ibadah with a new life. And your entertainment or entertainment of your children itself will become a form of ibadah. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that he was the same person who used to fast most of the time and he used to pray sometimes the whole night, and the same person who struggled or who found in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the businesses of Islam that kept him busy the whole day and whole night, still he had time to balance his life and put a perfect uswa, an example in front of Ummah. That not a very dry person, a smiling person who would talk to his friends and his close people and who could race with his wife Aisha radiallahu anha, we have uswa of that. Who even wrestled with the wrestler Rukana and defeated him, and that became a means, a source of Rukana becoming Muslim, to whom Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knocked down, and Rukana considered to be the very strong person. And when he knocked down, they had some kind of bet on that if he loses, he will pay 100 camels to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, when he looked worried after losing Rukana, You are worried for 100 camels. I did not mean, I am not going to take anything. Right? And anyways, in Islam, gambling of this kind is not allowed. So he said, no, I am not worried about that. I am worried that you may let the people know about my defeat. So Prophet ﷺ said that, no, if you want to tell yourself, you tell. And then Rukana accepted Islam. So Prophet ﷺ had time to Ismail in his life, just to give the uswa to Ummah. He joked around too with the people, but not like our jokes. That is full of sometimes obscenity or lies. Very clean and very pure jokes. Like to an old woman, is very famous, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she talked to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa about Jannah, Prophet sallallahu said, oh mother of so and so, old woman is not going to enter into paradise. And she started crying. I am sacrificing for Islam, doing everything, and not being able to enter into paradise. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I didn't mean that. You will become young before you enter into paradise. Recited the ayah of Surah Al-Waqi'ah, inna ansha'nahunna insha'a, faja'alnahunna bikara, uruban atraba, liyashabi yamin. Right, so this is, you will become virgin, maiden, young, and then you will enter into paradise. Right, this, no lie, a pure joke. A woman came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and mentioned about her, introduced herself, I am the wife of so and so. Oh, you are the wife of so and so, who has whiteness in his eyes? She said, yes. And she went back to her husband and said, let me see you in your eyes. And he said, what happened? He said, Prophet ﷺ said, you have whiteness in your eyes. He said, every human being has whiteness in his eyes. What is there? Your whiteness is more than your blackness in the eyes. So that's what Prophet ﷺ used to make these people smile. And that is what the balance is. That is what required from the life of a mu'min. Islam doesn't say that you can't laugh, you can't entertain. No. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered this. That's why Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that what could be a best thing, a form of ibadah for a mu'min, to sit in front of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and hear his ahadith, his ahkam, mentioning the deen inside the mosque. What could be a better thing than that? But listen to Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَتَخَوَّنُنَا بِالْمَوْعِظَةِ مَخَافَةَ السَّآمَةِ عَلَيْنَا. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not make the khutbahs or addresses, teaching sessions too long for us, lest we will get bored. Right? People as righteous as Sahaba and the preacher as perfect as Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he's still considering that they are human beings. After every little while, they need some rest, some refreshment, some entertainment. And he would not make them too long. And that's why even the Sahaba understood that. We find in the Aqwal of Sahaba, how they ask the people, that entertain yourself, have some kind of relaxation, entertainment, game, play. And they said, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ إِلَىٰ أُكْرِهَا أُغْنِيَ. That a soul, a heart, when it is forced too much, all the time praying, all the time reading, all the time, then it will make it blind, and then you cannot see the difference between haqq and batil. But it never means that it is the same kind of entertainment what most of the time we have in our lives, entertainment without a goal. The entertainment of Sahaba was with a goal. It itself not a goal, but it was a means to an objective of refreshing itself, strengthening yourself, putting yourself for higher standards. And today, our entertainment is itself a goal. Without thinking after that, just we started playing play the whole day. Sitting to play something, whether it we have to miss salat, forget everything, we don't care. We are playing. This kind of entertainment is forbidden in Islam. And to what Islam or Quran says, this is lahw al-hadith. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَحْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُغِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزْوًا. This is the ayah I mentioned in the beginning. That what is لَحْوَ الْحَدِيثِ كُلُّ مَا يُشْغِلُكَ عَنْ عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. Everything that will distract you, mislead you take you away from the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lahu al-hadith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Luqman in this ayah, that among the people, there are people, they purchase lahu al-hadith, vain talks, useless things, useless voices and sounds. So, to mislead the people, though this ayah has been revealed for Nazr ibn Harith. Nazr ibn Harith, a person, a leader, one of the leaders of Quraysh, who used to travel a lot and bring all kind of, import all kind of things that may distract the people from Quran. If you can say the TV of that time, or maybe the all kind of, every good thing of that time, especially the books of stories with nice stories, and put it beside Quran. See that Quran talks about Aad and Thamud. Read these books that talks about the kings of Persia and Rome. And he would hire the girls to sing in nice voices, like you can say that a transistor or a TV that sings, or series of that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah and fit it for every person. That azabun muheen, humiliating punishment for that person who distracts from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these means. That distract a person from good activities or any activity that will mislead us or distract us, that when we get involved in it, we forget even salat. Or when we get involved in it, we forget that we have a higher objective of life, that is ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That entertainment itself is not our objective, we forget. That is lahu al-hadith. And we have to be very careful. No? Just roaming on the streets, just going without any purpose, sitting in restaurants, Tim Hortons, and talking for hours and hours, backbiting and all kind of comments passing through. This is lahu al-hadith. Buying the series of songs and music that has all kind of obscenity in it, that is lahu al-hadith. And what that to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For them is a humiliating punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warns us, so it's very important that we should think that how our holidays we are spending. You know, it is not a real break for us. It is a break to make up what we missed in the whole year. Because we were busy in our studies, we could not catch up with Islamic studies, with tilawa of Quran. You know, even the good times when, even some of the Fridays we were busy, in the month of Ramadan we were busy, in the good month, in the Ashra Zil Hijjah we were busy, in our studies, and when we would get time and break, or when our children get time and break, that time, to think how we can utilize, how we can make their upbringing good, and make them good Muslims, and give them time, and make them, they should have some time to entertain, to do what they like for a while, but after that, most of the time and most of the day should be in the activities that bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Should be in the activities that should peer in their minds. What is the objective of their life? How they have to live in this environment as good Muslims. And this message is not only for children, it's for older people, it's for younger people. Because of dunya mazraatul akhir. You know, we will not going to reap anything. Our hopes, our desires, our amani will not going to work for us on the day of judgment and after that in Jannah. Except only if we have worked in this life. Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say on that day for the people who will enter into paradise. You enter into paradise because you had good time in life, because you studied good, or because you read that, or because you had so much of knowledge. No. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Then we had time. Eat it now, drink it, enjoy the comfort of Jannah. Why? بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ. Whatever you have done from your lonely life, for this day. Then, people were busy in their recreation. going around the world, wasting time and doing all kinds of haram. You remember that in this dunya you have to do something. You attach, stuck to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people are busy in front of their TVs, you are learning something about it. When people were busy in their weddings and in their parties and in their harams, you were busy in dawah, in calling the people towards ma'ruf and forbidding them from evil. When people were busy in all kinds of activities, you were busy holding your soul. This was the difference. Now you have a comfortable life. To do your Prabhu and you will not be left alone. And it will not be the case, then we will not be left alone. We can't even move, let alone entering into paradise on the day of judgment until we answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنْ تَزُولَ قَدَمَا عَبْدٌ حَتَّى يُسَلَى نَرْبَةٍ. Until you answer about four things, how did you use them, utilize them? And among them, you know, about our age, about our umr, we have to answer. You know, that is not this age to make money all the time, day and night, and once in a while come for Jummah and pray, Jummah prayer. Teach your children all the time about dunya and importance of this, and make them forget about akhirah. No, you will be asked about your life and how did you spend. You can make this life as comfortable as you want, but if it is coming at the cost of our deen, then we are in very great danger. And among them, especially then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even asking about our whole age and umr, our life, take all the special part of it that is youth. And shababihi teema, where could you destroy your youthful days? And you could have done a lot, and you could have learned a lot. So as those people had to answer, maybe their parents and elders who are not guiding them properly and correctly, they have to answer that too. And then there will be some people who have yastariquna fiha, Rabbana akhrijna na'mal salihan ghayra alladhi kunna na'mal. People will cry there and shout that, O Allah, send us one time back to that worldly life. We will not do the same mistakes again. We will understand that that life, in that life our objective and our goal was to please you. We thought that the objective of life to please ourselves, to please our wife, to please our children, to please every creation except you. Now we understood that after seeing Jannah and Jahannam, can you send us back to have those same life, have the same vocation, same summer that we wasted in front of a TV, and same vocation what we wasted at the swimming pools and at places playing day and night? And the answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be, أَوَلَمْ يُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرْ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. Didn't we give you at that time, enough age? If you wanted to understand, you could have understood well. The people who wanted to do their death, مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرْ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. A warning came to you. You heard him from the preacher. In his speeches, through cases, you read the book, you read the Quran, Prophet was your nazir. But it did not work for you. You were that much in illusion about this dunya, mata'ul ghurur, that you thought it, that this place is forever, you are going to live here yourself. And that distracted you from the real objective of life. So you have to take that. There is no way you cannot go back. Fazooku, face the punishment. Kamalikwal, for the unjust wrongdoers, for the people who did wrong things. There will be no helper for you. You know, so before that time arrives, and before that time comes to us, this is the time for us. This is a golden opportunity that our children are having halves, breaks, a vacation, a long vacation. And still it's the beginning of it, it's not the end of it, even it's not the middle of it. So guide them to have use it properly. And tell them not to become cosperados, sitting all the time watching TVs and, you know, just turning channels, and you are providing them all the times with all kind of video cassettes to watch the movies. You know, that will lead to disaster and destruction in this dunya and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our young generation and give us tawfiq to guide them right. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.